Blog Talk Radio. this is a stranger's brother. Listen, just want to pass this message on to you guys. You know,
make this posting on the community post about nothing is lost. Among us, nothing is lost. There is no loss of knowledge. There is no language is not lost. The culture is not lost. Maybe, I mean, even the identity of the tribes that we belong to, you know, you search and you find, it's not lost. Everything is, and that's what I said trapped, and you gotta understand when I say it's trapped, it means because it's not being able to move freely. Everything is within our neural melanin. And we as the original, we've got to be able to tap into this ancient energy and power through meditation. So it means you gotta awaken, so you go into your meditative state. Because, I mean, the energy is here. This masculine, feminine, this balanced energy is here. It's here. It's for real. It's here. So you gotta go into your state of meditation. I awaken this ancient energy. I awaken this ancient power within me. I awaken this ancient knowledge. I awaken my original language. I awaken my tribal language. I awaken, you know, you gotta go into your meditation. You gotta say this within yourself. You gotta say, I awaken, I awaken, I awaken. Because when you awaken, that means you're shaking. It's like, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. It's like you're summoning, you know. This is what's going on. And you have to summon this energy to awaken this power, this knowledge, this intellect, the language. You know, you have to summon it to awaken. And therefore, as you go deep into your neural melanin, you will begin to speak. You will begin to see. You begin to say. It's important. There's nothing stolen. There's nothing taken. It's just that we were tricked into thinking that we didn't have any more. Understand? The energy is here. The energy is engulfing the planet. The energy is not going to come into you and tell you, hey, I'm here. You can use me. No. You gotta tap into this energy. You gotta go into meditation. You gotta stand in it. You gotta meditate in it. It's pure radioactive energy, and it's engulfed the planet. That's why these, you know, you got that. Saw that article with the owner of Amazon. He said he's getting on his ship and he's going out of space. But he was already letting us know that they already gone. None of them are here. When you see them post something, that lets you know that they are already gone. They already vacated the planet. Alright? In the meantime, they're giving us a bunch of money, all this other stuff, you know, to try to suffice us because the system is crumbling and it's not going to come back because they're gone forever. Alright? Because we as the original beings of this planet are getting ready to take another step higher. Especially we do all awaken. So the key in this is to understand that you must awaken this energy and this power within you. Must go into your meditative state. Link into this knowledge. Link into this intellect. I link it to the highest realms of the cosmos. I link it to the universal energy. You know, you gotta awaken this powerful energy. You gotta link it to this powerful energy. It's here to help you grow, to help you advance, to help you evolve into who you're supposed to be. All right? So important that we focus our attention on this energy. Alright? And not focus our attention on these false images of our enemies, because they need us to focus on them. They need us to make them the prime the prime thought of, you know, whatever they're doing. Alright? So you gotta awaken this energy. You have to. Without this, you will still be searching. The key point is you gotta say, I awaken this, I awaken that. Alright? These words are powerful. It's just that we gotta reverse the curse, and we gotta know how to use these words. So when you awaken, you're shaking, you're summoning this energy to come to life. Alright? You're summoning your language, and then very soon you'll be like, Inna kumuru laha ku siatala maha makana ile siamu ku unuru lo unaka beba uta akad ayatusha laha. Alright? The original language that we spoke. It's important, my people. I'm sorry, my brothers and sisters. Still deprogramming. It's important, my brothers and sisters. You know, we have to purge all the lies out that mankind has put in us. We literally have to purge. We have to go within ourselves and pick up all the garbage and throw it out. Alright? Because many of us are trying to take the stench of this garbage and turn it into gold, and you can't turn garbage into gold because garbage is what it is. You can't take something that's nasty and filthy and turn it into something. No, you throw the garbage out. Bury it, put it underground. Don't go back to it. And then you go into the gold and you create this golden era, this golden energy into what it's supposed to be. That's the key. But you have to awaken this knowledge and energy and intellect and language and power. I link into the intellect. Now the thing about it is not the thing, you just don't say, I awaken this ancient intellect. I awaken this ancient knowledge. You just don't go into that. You gotta also do something else. You gotta start studying. You gotta start searching. You gotta start seeking to do something different. You gotta understand that this whole planet belongs to us, the original beings. Alright? You gotta understand that. Once you understand that this planet belongs to us, you realize that, okay, just because I live in an apartment, don't mean I can't, you know. This is where we tap into this powerful energy, this powerful intellect, this powerful radioactive energy. This energy is here, this masculine and feminine. Alright? So in this position, we have to understand that we have no enemy but ourselves. Alright? Digging into the intellect, knowledge, saying, what can I build? What can I create? You know, this takes us into a totally different mindset. What can I build? What can I create? What can I, how can I advance myself? You know, that's the forefront of it all. How do I advance myself? How do I take myself into this higher knowledge? Then you gotta start building, you gotta start studying, you know. You start studying electricity and all. It belongs to us. We taught these non-indigenous beings how to operate and use electricity, how to create electricity. We taught them all this. When you start talking about the ohms and start talking about other things, we taught them, we gave them all this knowledge. All right? And in the meantime, they capitalized off of it because we were so nice and caring and sharing. And they capitalized off of this. All right? And then they, excuse me, under the air condition. And then they, in turn, turned everything against us and gave us garbage. And we accepted that garbage. That's why we gotta hewn out all this garbage. I gotta get this money. Why? What are you gonna do with it? I gotta get these shoes. Why? I was gonna make your life as our brothers and sisters. How's it gonna make our life better? I gotta get this car. Why? Oh, I gotta buy this house so I can rent it out. Why? Because many of us have been trained by our enemies to be selfish. Now, a key point is that we must get out of this selfishness and all this garbage that we say we got to put out all the garbage so that we can come into this golden era. We got to put out all the garbage. We got to get rid of all the garbage. All right? We can't continue to lie in waste. We got to awaken this powerful energy. And like I said, the energy is here. You got to awaken it. You got to summon it. All right? And now when you summon it, you got to start working in it. All right? You wake somebody up, you just don't wake them up. You start communicating with it. You start operating with it. You know, when you communicate, operate, that means you're seeking something higher. All right? So we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that we have literally got to change the dynamic of this whole thing we call life. Right now, do we have any enemies besides the motherfuckers who are spraying the sky? No, we don't. We become our own enemy. Now we are our own solution. All right? Those who controlling the money, they only controlling. The power is now being moved into our hands. What are we going to do with this power? All right? We have to change our mindset. We have to change our life. We have to change our psyche. We have to change the way we try to train our spirit to live and let our spirit train us on how we're supposed to live. I'm going to say that again. We got to stop trying to train our spirit on how we want to live and allow our spirit to train us on how we're supposed to live. All right? So you got to awaken this energy. You got to awaken this power. You got to summon it. Wake up, wake up, wake up. And once you wake up, you got to start working in it. Go into your meditation. Link it to the higher energies. Not only link it to the higher energies, start walking around and looking at things. How can I create this? How can I build this? How can I? All of this knowledge is within us. Like I said, that's why the children, our young brothers and sisters, 9, 10 years old, are creating some of the greatest technology ever. Why? Because they're allowing their spirit to show them the way. All right? Which means that we got to tap into that childlike energy. And once we tap into that childlike energy, we can begin to move into higher areas. All right? Being an adult is boring. Believe me. But a child, an adult wants to be, when you talk about being an adult, you're talking about you want to be, you want to be ruled over because you don't know what to do. A child doesn't want to be ruled over because a child knows what to do. And the children shall lead them. Why did he say the children shall lead them? Those who have a childlike behavior will be the ones who leads them. Not an actual child, but those who have a childlike behavior will lead. Okay? A child is creative. A child is free. A child knows no fear. A child knows no boundaries. So you have to tap into that childlike behavior. What is this? How does this work? oh, this is easy. Oh, it's no problem. I can do this, right? And this is where we got to get to. We have to awaken this and summon it. Once we summon and awaken, then we start moving into it and start working with it. The structure I built last year, I'm getting ready to tear it down because I'm ready to build something else. It serves me no more purpose. It did its job that I was looking for. Now I'm getting ready to build something else. And we always, you know, what is the child doing? Oh, I want some Play-Doh. I want some Legos. I want some big blocks. You know, I want this. I want to make some slime. I want to make this right here. Give me this set that I, you know, this kit. I want this kit. I want that kit. Because they're always moving their mind. We've got to move our minds. Once you awaken and summon this energy, you got to move our minds. Like I posted on the YouTube community page about our people 7,000 years ago, until according to mankind, calendar years, whatever. We were already into space travel. We were already traveling through other solar systems. All right? So you got to understand, overstand that we, as the original beings of this world, were already doing things before mankind was ever created. So now we got to take ourselves back into this place of supremacy. And it's not about, you know, wanting to rule over someone. It's about wanting to rule over ourselves. And that was the key in this right here. We were able to rule over ourselves. We were able to take ourselves into a whole new era of energy.
Hey, what's going on there?
We were able to take ourselves to a whole new energy era of power. You know? So it's highly important that we understand, overstand, that we've got to build, we've got to create, we've got to organize ourselves, organize our minds, focus on the bigger picture. That is the bigger picture. It's all about us, the originals, those who were here first on the planet. Awaken this energy, awaken this power. It's important that we do this, because without awakening, we will still remain asleep. So we have to awaken. We have to awaken. We have to take ourselves into a whole new level of energy. We have to take ourselves into a whole new level of power. This is a must. You must challenge your mind, all right? You must allow your soul and your spirit to move freely. This is how you tap into this energy. And you realize that there's no impossibilities. But you got to awaken this. Awaken this ancient energy. Awaken this ancient power. You know, like I said, once you awaken it, then you got to start working with it. You got to have an idea. You got to have a dream. You got to have a vision. Many of us don't have dreams and visions and ideas. You know, we just go with the flow. Whatever's out there, let's just go with it. We got to stop going with the flow. Every one of our brothers and sisters in the old world had a dream and a vision until the invasion. Now, we've got to, start working on armies and creating powerful weapons and you know, all types of other technologies so we can be prepared for the next invasion. Because here on our planet, we have been a long time. You know, we got to practice. Because this energy is here and it's destroying the system. Everything is falling because the energy is destroying. Now we've got to get into our mentality so that we can destroy the system, so that we can help out. Because the energy is not going to do it alone. The energy needs us. So we have to tap into this energy and bring everything that's dormant alive. I awaken the dormant energy. I awaken the dormant power. I awaken this dormant language that's within me. You know, so it's important that we, as the original brothers and sisters, tap into this language, tap into this energy, tap into this power. We've got to literally awaken, open our eyes, and see the bigger picture. We can't continue to be in this state of mind that we're in. Because guess what? One day you're going to wake up and the system is going to be gone. And it's going to happen without warning. All right? So we can't depend on a system that's artificial. We can't depend on a system that has no foundation. We must leak into this energy and power right now. Get as many crystals as you can. Learn how to use the crystals. You know, our ancestors, all this knowledge is within us. You know, the knowledge of how to use crystals, how to make crystals work. You know, when we had in the ancient days, we had wands and scepters and these powerful, we know how to use these powerful energies, and we know how to take the energy from our body and put it into the wand, and that wand would the energy from the wand would go into the crystal, and the crystal would literally illuminate, and those thoughts that we carried would be sent out from that wand or that scepter that we created. You gotta have a free mind. You cannot allow your mind to continually be captivated. What are they gonna think? What are they gonna say? I don't know about this. Will they accept me if I do this here? You know, they called me crazy. We got to get out of that mindset. We cannot move forward while we are, like I said before, stuck in garbage. We got to get rid of the garbage. It is important. We got to get rid of the garbage in order for this golden energy to move with us, because this is pure golden energy. You got to remember that we're in the Hermes, the gateway of Hermes. We're still in the gateways of Hermes, all right? And this is why everything is happening right now. We're in a celestial gateway, a colossal celestial gateway right now that we don't see no end to. And this is pure golden energy, all right? So you got to understand, where we are in the cosmos, where we are in the universe, where the energies are, all right? Because all the universes are parallel, and all the universes are advancing also. Everything is advancing. Not just our universe, not just our brothers and sisters, our species or whatever. Every universe in the cosmos and the universes are infinite. Every universe is in the cosmos and they're parallel. They are advancing. You can understand this. So we must advance also. As the original brothers and sisters, we must advance also. And we must see these other beings on our planet as non-indigenous, because they are non-indigenous. They don't belong to us. All right? We've got to rise. You got to rise for the occasion. What is this occasion right now? This is celestial awakening. Take yourself into a higher mindset, my brothers and sisters. All right? Awaken this powerful energy. Awaken this powerful knowledge. Awaken this infinite energy. You know, become a childlike being so that you can be free. So that you can move freely. All right? So that you can think freely. All right, it's highly important, you know, awaken, because then you start, you know, looking into other things, other powers and other abilities. You know, we built and created spaceships eons ago, energy cycles ago, and we can still do the same thing now. We just have an enemy who wants us, who needs us to be dummified, to be stupefied, and we have to fight against this by awakening ourselves from this sleep. All right, brothers and sisters, that's about all I have for you right now. I'll catch you guys later. And as usual, all power to the multi chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. Much power to you.
Hi, hello everybody. My name is Masaru Emoto.
And we would like to know a little bit about your background, how you discovered that water responds to consciousness.
もともとがビジネス上の理由から始めたわけですが、アメリカの方に出かけているうちに、 水の研究者や、あるいは波動を測定する機械を開発している人たちに出会って、まあ、それに、最初は商業的にね、輸入をしていたわけですが、それを自分で扱っていくうちに、その機械と水との、まあ、併用ですね、それによって、その水の中にいろんな情報が組み込まれることをまず知りました。
Initially, I was traveling to the U.S. a lot for business. And just from the business standpoint, I was coming to the U.S. I really didn't know much about this field, but then I began to find a lot of huddle measuring devices here. And so then every time I would come, I would meet more people who were interested or already using a device that will measure vibration or frequency of people. So then I furthermore understood that water does retain a lot of information. So I became very interested in knowing more about it.
まあ、しかし、関連的には確信はし、そしてまたそれなりの実践もはいたものの、やはり、人々はなかなか事前情報という感じで納得がいかないという人が多かった。まあ、そういう中で、それをなんとか、証明をしてみせたかった。そして、ある日、雪の結晶の本に出会って、よし、これだということでひらめいて、水を凍らして、結晶を撮影することを試みて成功した。
So I did have a lot of confidence in this machine and device and how it would measure people's frequency and vibration. And I also had a lot of proof in the sense that I did get a lot of results. However, the public, general public was exclaiming and saying, information in water? So no one really believed me or this method. However, I didn't want to give up. And I really wanted to pursue this because I knew there was something in here. And so one day I met this book that had a list of snowflakes, just snowflake book or something. And I really felt the attraction. I really felt attracted to the crystals. And then I thought, well, what if I can take water crystals and have sort of like a support or proof that vibration does, or information can be retained in water.
How did you develop the process of photographing water? What exactly? How would you explain the process?
あの、サンプルの水から、まあ、100の50のシファレに分けまして、それをマイナスの25度 C で3時間ほど凍らせた。まあ、それをまあ一つ一つ丹念に複数の顕微鏡で撮影していくという方法で、非常にシンプルなものです。
150cc でおっしゃいました。
いや。
サンプルの水を。
50のシャーレ。
あ、50のシャーレ。First of all, it's very quite easy to do this. I take the sample water of the crystal photograph that I would like to take into 50 separate little petri dishes and then freeze it in a freezer of about minus 25 degrees centigrade. And for about 3 hours. And after that, one by one, each petri dishes, I'll pick it up and have the photographer take the crystal photograph.
So at what point is there a crystal with frozen water? Is it when it's nothing?
だからいつその氷の結晶が見えるんでしょうか？いつ氷の結晶が見えるんですかってその顕微鏡で撮りましたとき。
見たとき。どういう質問かよくわかんない。
その結晶が溶けてる時ですか、それともその数秒間その顕微鏡の下にあのシャーレを置いた時ですか、それともいつその結晶が見えるんですか。
マイナス25度で、凍らせるわけですからコチンコチンなわけですよ最初はね。でそれが顕微鏡の光を当てるとどんどん温度が、と上がってきます。温度が上昇していく過程においてそれが出現をしてきます。で、まあ、その間というのは溶けて消えるまでは 約2分間ぐらいの短い時間です。
Well, initially when it's minus 25 degrees and frozen at that temperature level, it's absolutely rock solid ice. So then I will take that petri dish, put it under the microscope, and from the light of the microscope, it'll start melting a little bit. So at that point, the crystals emerge from the water. However, the life of a crystal is very short. It's about 2 minutes. Generally, it'll last about 2 minutes.
What were some of the first things that you wrote on the flask?
あの、初めにそのどういった言葉なりを書かれましたか、実験で。
言葉の実験やったのは相当後のことですけどね、最初はもちろん水道水とか自然水とかそういったものを取っていましたから、言葉を始めたのはもちろん、一番白くのははっきりしている言葉、まあ、あまり言いたくないけど、バカ野郎とありがとう。それをやります。
Initially, when I started taking crystal photographs, I didn't really start with putting words on water. The photographs that I took were comparison between natural water and maybe perhaps tap water or municipally treated water and so forth. So from that, it evolved into writing words on water or showing words to water.So initially I started off with just basic simple words that are very clear in their opposing meanings. So for example, like thank you versus I hate you or you fool or something like that. So.
And what have you discovered about the relationship between water responding to music and to sound?
まあ、この結晶というのは何だろうかと考えたときに、これがやはり振動というものがもたらすデザインなんだなと自分なりに推理をして、もしそれならば音楽を聴かせる前後で結晶が違ってくるはずだということから思い立ち、その実験をし、そして推理通りであったわけであります。
Well, initially, I believe that vibration will change some sort of a structure or, you know, the water itself. So,I believed that these crystals are, the design of them, of the crystals, are what vibration designed or brought forth. So I had this assumption or image or thought that music must have an effect on water as well. So after having water hear music and taking its crystal photograph,my assumption was correct, and I was able to take crystal photographs after having water listen to beautiful music.
So have you found that different kinds of music affect the water differently?
違う音楽によって結晶とか異なってくるんでしょうか？
もちろんそうですね。
Yes, definitely.
How would you describe music that would have a healing, looking at moving into the ideas of healing?
ヒーリング効果がある音楽というのはどういった音楽でしょうか？
まあ、それは水が作り出す結晶が美しければ美しいほど六角形で、なおかつ美しければ美しいほどそれはヒーリング効果があるものと私は考えます。なぜならば私たちの体は 70% 以上が水で構成されているわけですので、その水の中の情報、振動が活性化することを私はヒーリングというふうに定義していますが。
When I take these crystal photographs, I know that a particular music that I had the water listen to has healing properties or is good for the person or the body or for the water by looking at the crystal photographs. That's pretty much evidence for me, whether that music was good or bad, quote unquote.So from that information, I understood as these information being able to be have like its structure within water that'll create the beautiful crystals. And from looking at those crystal photographs, I can tell which water has a particular healing property or whether it is a good music or not.
So speak a little bit more about the universe is all vibration and the energy fields and things that you're interested in.
あの、宇宙とかが、あの、振動、まあ、全て振動というそういう説に関して、あの、どう思われますか？
まあ、私はまあ、そういう方面のことを、まともに勉強しているわけではないし、それからいろいろな本を読んでいるわけでもないし、そういう方面の、詳しく科学的に研究している人とお会いしたこともありませんから、あくまでも私の、まあ、個人的な、推理と言いましょうかね、からすれば、やはり全てのものは、振動から成り立っているということは間違いない。はじめに言葉ありきということもよく理解ができます。それはなぜそういうような考え方になるかというと、まあ、水というものを20年間、追ってきて、そして実的に体験をしてきて、実践をしてきてね、そういう中から、まあ、しかもそれを視覚化、見ることができるようになって、私の場合には感覚的に、理論的にというか感覚的にそういったことが分かるようになりました。
So, it's not that I've, if I can explain a little bit about my theory or my feelings about vibration, is that it's not like I really studied about vibration, didn't read, you know, any books on vibration as such.And I don't really come from a scientific standpoint as well. So basically, I have not researched into it so much. However, I just had this innate assumption or thought that it, you know, all things emanate from vibration. Therefore, you know, even in the Bible, it says first there was word. And that can be understood through my experience with vibration or vibration.Work that I've done in the past 20 years studying about water. So, because through my work, now that I can see a visual, support to what I believe in, I can say that, now, you know, I am sold on, the theory that, everything does have vibration or everything emanates from vibration.
So, since everything emanates from vibration, then the consciousness that we put into ourselves has an effect since we're made of water. So maybe explain that a little bit.
じゃあ私たちは水なので、そういうことは私たちの意識とかにもかあの関係してくるってことですよね。私たちのその健、まあ、健康とかその存在に関して。
まああの振動というのは、でっかい振動から最初に始まるわけではないと思うんで、非常に始まりの振動、そしてだんだんだんだんそれが、まあ強くなってきて、で、まあ、なんちゅうでしょうね、聞こえるような音になってくる、と思いますね。で、最初の始まりの振動というのは、まあ、物理学的に言えば素粒子レベルの振動というんでしょうけれども、まあその辺のところはやはり、普通の物質的なものが出す振動というよりも、やはりその人の思い、まあ、いわゆる意識ということでしょうが、そういうものが、これも立派なエネルギーですのでね、が最初に作り得るような、微細さの振動ではないかと思うんですね。ですから、その最初の、すべて1回、2回、3回、4回というふうにいくわけですので、最初のスタートポイントが、こっちの方に向いているのか、あっちの方に向いているかによって、人は健康にもなり、また不健康にもなるということだと思うから、すなわち、意識というものが、全てをフィーリング的に言っても健康的に言っても、その持ち方が全てを決定してしまうというふうに考えています。
Well, I don't think that vibration starts from a, like a big vibration. I believe that from a subtle or small vibration, it develops into a bigger vibration. Therefore, like for example, like sound, it'll start from a decibel level that we cannot hear, or at least with human ears. And then it'll gradually increase its level to the point where, you know, we can hear as sound. Therefore, from a physics standpoint, I believe that this level of vibration is called the smallest unit of vibration would be at the elementary, it'll be said to be at the elementary particle level vibration. So not so much the physical vibration that I'm speaking about, but it's people's consciousness is definitely an energy as well. And that feeds into creating whichever direction a vibration might occur, meaning that this subtle vibration will determine the person's health or unhealthiness, depending on which direction that vibration is going. So therefore, I can say that depending on what sort of consciousness or intent or feeling that person might have will determine his or her health or well-being.
Could you please explain hado more?
Well, hado というのは、気とか、あるいはプラーナとか、他にもいろんな言葉があるようですが、それの日本語であって、まあ、私は日本人だからそれを使っています。
Hado is basically, to put it simply, it's like qi for the Chinese culture and prana.As well as we're hearing these days. So I think a lot of people would understand hado as being very similar to these two words. So, however, you know, I'm Japanese and this is a Japanese word. So I wanted to use hado to describe the subtle energy or vibration.
So could you explain what you're doing with your hado
institution? それでも日本の IHM でなさってるお仕事というのはどういうことでしょうか?その研究。
まあ、会員組織になっておりまして、毎月マンスリーで月刊誌、波動のことに関してのいろんな情報を入れた、載せた月刊誌を定期購読者に配布を有料でしておりますね。まあ、その中で、波動商品なんかも紹介をしています。あともう一つの、まあ、これは研究部門ですね。これが3台の今冷蔵庫がありまして、5名のスタッフで、毎日帰り、いろいろなテーマに取り組んで、撮影をしています。
Two major components that we have at the head office. In terms of the company itself, we actually do have a membership program where people can join as a member.And receive monthly magazines where the company will put together every month information or new information about hado or vibration. Also within that, there is a section where we introduce good hado product or recommended products as well for people to try or to purchase. Another division that we have is the research division. We have 3 freezers at the moment where five of our staff who can photograph crystals.Are researching into new ideas and new music or new concepts on a daily basis.
Perhaps you could share about what we need to know more about water on the planet. What we as human beings need to consider about our planetary waters.
What we need to do now.
あの今その人類が水に対してどういう意思を持ってどういうあの行動を取らなくてはいけないと思われますか、
まあ、水は自分自身であるんだというふうにお考えになっていただければ一番間違いない正しい方向性 の態度が取れると思いますね。
I believe that If you understand that water is yourself, then you will treat water as you would like for yourself to be treated. So you will, if people can understand this concept, then it can't go any in a wrong direction. And will, people will take appropriate action that'll coincide with what their belief is.
まあ、全部は全部自分と同じように水を考えることはなかなか難しいことですが、まあ、できるだけそのような思いで接する。例えば自分が、バカ野郎と言われたら嫌だし、あるいはありがとうと言われば嬉しいし、あるいは無視されるのはとても嫌だし、まあ、いろんなことがやはり水も同じなんだというふうに理解をしていただきたいと思うんですね。
Okay, so not, this may not be an easy concept for everyone to grasp, but for example, if I can explain a little further, no one likes to be ignored, or no one likes to be called, you know, you idiot or you fool or whatever. So if you do understand this, then you will, if you understand that water feels the same way too, and that water is the same as us as well, then, like I said before, we will take appropriate actions that will be kind and caring towards water as well.
Just, expand a little bit more on relationship to healing.
そのヒーリングに関しての人のその意思ということに関してもう少しご説明いただけます
か。ヒーリングというものの定義を皆さんどのようにお考えか分かりませんけれども、まあ、私は癒すという目に余ればそういうことになっちゃうわけですが、まあ、やはりこれは振動、正常であるべき振動が何らかの事情で、正常でなくなってしまった。そこには必ず精神的なストレスとか肉体的な苦痛というものがいずれ伴ってくるわけですが、その振動の歪みというものを矯正し、本来のものに戻すことをヒーリングというふうに私は考えています。ですから、意思とヒーリングということの関係となりますと、やはりヒーリングというと、こちら側が相手に与える行為というふうに考えられますが、その基本的な意思がどのようなものであるかということがとても大事なことです。
Okay, for me, I would like to explain how I take, my take on what the word or the meaning or definition behind healing is. I am not sure what other people may feel about the word or the meaning behind healing is. For myself, this is something that corrects irregular vibration. So when a vibration is supposed to be a certain wave pattern or a certain wave pattern and becomes no longer that healthy or good pattern, this irregularity in the wave pattern will be caused by things such as psychological stress or physical trauma or again physical stress as well or emotional distress will cause irregularity in vibration. Now, when that happens, our body might become unhealthy or not balanced. And in order to fix that to its original state, so that that person is at its best or health, health-wise, this process of bringing irregular vibration back to its original state, I believe that this is what healing is. Therefore, when I speak about intention, the relationship between intention and healing, healing is has a giving property. It gives healing. It gives, you know, regular vibration or brings back people to health or wellness. So I think the most important thing in relation to intention here is to really understand the original source of where that intention or that feeling comes from.
で、そのヒーリングの方法もまた様々にあるわけですよね。例えば、カウンセリングという言葉だけのヒーリングもあるでしょうし、あるいはマッサージという手段もあるでしょうし、あるいは香りなどを、 まあ、調合してヒーリングするということ、あるいは、まあ、ハリキューなども当然ありますし、キネシオロジーなどもそうですし、まあ、本当に実は、とってもその種類はあります。音楽療法もそのうちの一つでございますよね。で、二つにだけど、分けられることができると思います。二つのタイプに分けられることができると思います。長いからそこまでになっています。
I think there's a lot of ways to bring about health or healing. And some of the methods that I can, or mode of healing would be, for example, like one-on-one counseling, group support groups or group counseling, a massage therapy, aromatherapy or acupuncture or kinesiology, and many, many others, of course, sound healing as well. And I can divide all of these healing modes into two types.
一つは、一対一、まあ、ヒーリングを与える人と、ヒーリングを受ける人とが、一対一の関係の、そういうヒーリングと。それから、ヒーリングを与える人が個であり、そして受ける人が、多数の。要するに、まあ、音楽とかもそういったものもそうなんですね。まあ、それによって、やはり、その、インテンチの意思というものが、変わってくると思いますね。
So the two types would be a one-on-one healing, like a counseling and so forth, where one healer and one receiver. The other type would be where there is one person who is healing the masses, or one item or one method that'll heal many. So depending on which type of healing it is, I believe that the intention changes at that level too.
まあ、パーソンとパーソンの場合には、ヒーリングを与える人が、その人のいろいろな、なんて言うんだろうな、まあ、パーソナルなヒストリーも含めて、あるいは、遺伝的な情報、あるいは前世的な情報をも全てこう、引き出せるような形の上でね、上でのこうヒーリングというものが理想とありましょうね、まずね。しかしそれはなかなか難しいわけですが、どんな場合にも、まあいいや、そこまでですね。
So for example, like a person-to-person counseling or a one-on-one healing would require probably typically finding out the history, whether it be past or present life or just within this lifetime as well, knowing what exactly happened in that process and being able to extract as much information as that healer can in order to really be able to heal the client. So although this is of course difficult to do to understand to understand everything that happened to that person.
というのは、振動を引き出すということは共鳴現象の関係にならないと引き出せないわけです。例えばその人の悩みとか過去の本人も知らない潜在的な苦痛だとかそういうものに対してすらもそれを引き出すには、共鳴現象という位置関係にならなければならない。それはヒーリングを行う方の方にとっても非常に苦痛なことです。
And I say that this is difficult because the most important thing here, in order to be able to receive a lot of information from this particular client,For example, like from the healer standpoint, is that there needs to be a rapport or what I call resonance. So without the resonance, you know, the healer will not be able to understand what this individual went through in the past or be open to, you know, for that client to be enough so that whether it's conscious or unconscious or subconscious, to be able to extract as much information as possible.
So in terms of being able to have resonance on a one-on-one basis, this is what I think is most important and quite sometimes difficult to do as well.
で、基本的に、その、ある一つの、重要な意思がないと、時にはヒーラーが、そのものが死んでしまったりします。そういうケースを私はよく知っています。
Because fundamentally, if this concept is not understood, correctly, then how important intention is here as well from the healer's standpoint. Then I have seen so many cases in the past where the healers will become ill and sometimes it'll be fatal as well. Myself, I experienced becoming ill and being very on the verge of deathbed as well. Oh, he said that he's not done with his answer yet.
Sorry,
please,
no, it's very interesting.
もう一つのタイプの方は、その、例えば音楽のように、一つのヒーリングミュージックというような人をに愛を与えるんだ、そのような意思、意図を持って作曲をし、それを作られるというケースがありますが、その場合には相手の顔は見えないわけですよね。ですからよっぽどこれは作られる方がですね、相当にそうね、言ってみると、相当にその奥深い、包容力のある、思いやりといいましょうかね、そういうものが、持っていないとなかなか言うことはできないでしょう。
And the other type, which I would like to explain, is the one healer versus the masses or a group of people. For example, this mode could be applied or utilized by a group of healers, for example, like sound healers, you know, having music played to a group of people. For this to be effective, there needs to be a lot of love to be given. And because this is very difficult when it's one healer or one particular item or a method that'll be applied to a group healing purposes, because in this instance, the healer cannot see the individual person's faces or have a one-to-one interaction. So to compose such music that will have healing properties, this I feel that this needs to be done by someone who has a very deep understanding and compassion to be able to write such beautiful music that will resonate with the masses and have healing properties.
で、まあ、両方の相手が一人であろうと、二人、複数であろうと、やはり基本的に自分を自分が発する、振動に対して、まあ私に言わせると愛感謝の思いをフィルターとして、かけないと非常に、まあ、危険なことにもなるし、あるいはそのような音楽を作る場合には、ヒーリング音楽を作るような場合には、それがないと何も効果がない。
Therefore, whether it'll be towards
healing one person or a group of people. If the healer does not have the feeling and intention of love and gratitude to start off with, which would be the source from that healer standpoint, then this can be utilized in a, so to speak, like a dangerous way as well, that may be detrimental and not healing. And also from the healing standpoint, for example, having healing music, if this is not understood, meaning that if that healing person composing the music or writing the music or the healer not having the intention of true love and gratitude, then there will not be any effect or will not have the maximum effect.
Beautiful, thank you. Perhaps you could talk a little bit about your...
Thank you, Barbara.
Yes,
that was
wonderful. And we're almost there. Get into a little bit about talking about peace, you're interested in peace, and what people can do to bring more peace into them.
あの、平和にするためにはどういうことをしたい、よろしいでしょうか。
まあ、私は水の研究者という立場から、やはり水ということに、絞って、といっても水はまあ、万物の源だから、なかなか広くて大変なんですが、まあ、水、まず最初に、できることということ、できないことというのは、やっぱり現代人としては非常に限られているようになりまして、誰でもできることをしましょうよということで、あるならば、それはやはり水に対していつも感謝の思いを持つような思い、そしてそういうような生活をしていきましょうということを伝えて、ております。それがどう平和につながるかということは、また、この次の話、最初にそこまで。
From a water researcher's standpoint, if I can just limit it to water, however, after saying that, water is the source of all things, so you can't really put it into one category or one container, so to speak. But firstly, there are certain actions that people can and can't readily incorporate into their daily action or lives nowadays in this modern day that we live in. However, if you are asking about what the general public can do on a daily basis, what I can say is that just to send love and gratitude towards water.
で、それがどうして平和につながるかというと、まあ、水は心の鏡という関係は、鶏か石か卵が石かという議論と同じようなものでありまして、自分の心が美しければ水も美しくなる。水も美しければ私の心も美しくなる。そういう関係になると思うんですね。ですから、多くの人たちが参加することによって、水がその E イコール MC の事情という公式の通りの量において、その美しさを増したときに、その美しさはそうでないような人たちの心をも美しくしていくってくれる力を持っていると信じているからです。
And how is this related to world peace? You might ask. Well,I always say that water is the reflection of your soul. And this is something that is something like, chicken or the egg sort of thing. Because if your heart is and your intention is beautiful, then that will be reflected in water as well. And the water will turn itself into becoming clean and beautiful. However, vice versa. So...I always speak about Einstein's theory, E equals MC squared. And this is a reflection of how mass consciousness can change the vibration of the world into making it into a peaceful or better world or not. Therefore, based on this equation,
that I firmly have love for and understanding of, is that even if there are people or a mass of people out there who may typically not have a beautiful thought or intention at the moment, if enough people do have that and come from a good heart space, then I believe that those people will have will be able to turn themselves to within their hearts to become more beautiful and take peace into their own hands.
No, I think you've covered it.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
まあ、音楽ということで、のお話ですから、まあ、例えば、音楽というジャンルで言うならば、シンフォニーオーケストラが、相対的に、多数の人を癒す音楽で、交響曲ですね。で、それぞれのまた、場所に応じての、あるいは時代に応じての音楽、あるいは楽器もこういう楽器だけの、こういうリズムの音楽、そういうものが、やはり、なんて言うんでしょうね、大体医療におけるそれぞれの、いろんな大体医療が、こちらは、コジティックなシンフォニーのオーケストラの方はそういうことで、それぞれの音楽は、まあ、個々の大体医療に通ずる、そういう音楽であるというふうに私は考えています。ですから、今こんだけやはり複雑な病根を持った社会で生活をしているときには、やっぱり、両方のやっぱりコンビネーションがとても必要になると思うので、あながち私はヘビメタはダメだよというようなことは言ってはいますが、ひょっとしたら、あの場合は言葉が非常に悪かったんで、つまりも悪かったんですが、ひょっとしたら、すごいうるさいヘビメタも、ある特殊の悪魔的な病根には良いかもしれない。それのところはもうちょっと勉強していきたいと思って。
Okay, so lastly, in terms of speaking about on the topic of music, for example, I would like to say how I feel about this is that, for example, symphony, orchestra music, that will be a music that will probably have a lot of healing properties towards a big group or a bigger audience. So,like I explained before, there are many methodology in regards to alternative therapy. So just like that, I believe that music has different healing properties that'll be suitable for different individuals as well. For example, like some people might, depending on the country or the location, might prefer suitable for other types of music, depending on the era.You know, different music as well. Rhythm, different instruments might be more applicable or more useful for some other group as well. So I believe that each different music, whether I like it or not myself personally, have healing property based on what that individual might require. So in current days with so many diseases going around, I believe that we need as many combinations as possible.So music healing, alternative therapies. So I just wanted to explain how, you know, when I'm on stage, I sometimes say that heavy metal music is not good, and I actually do say that on stage. However, I would like to look into this a little more because perhaps for some people, heavy metal music might be suitable for them. It probably was the fact that the lyrics that I chose and the music of the heavy metal that I took the crystal photograph,at that time was not a good lyric. So perhaps with a good, better lyric might be suitable for some individual that really needs that vibration. So I would like, I still have a lot to learn, and I would like to research further into music therapy as well.
Anything else you
want
to share? Oh, Would you hold your glass and do the, your ceremony that you say with the...
愛してます。ありがとう。尊敬してます。
Water, I love you. Water, we respect you. Water, I'm grateful for you.
その水に対してのその、あの祈りっていうのはどういう
祈り？まあ、外見からあのお水はあの愛感謝という文字に見せた時に一番美しい結晶を見せたから、ああ、ありがとう。そして、愛してるよという、そういう神殿が一番好きなんだな。で、まあ、それが H2O が、O が愛で、H が水素というふうになって、H2O と一つの愛と二つの感謝。水が最も喜ぶ。だから、まず愛しています。で、ありがとう、ありがとうというのでもいいんだけど、感謝を二つに分けて、一つはありがとう、一つはとっても尊敬してます。そういうふうに自分の意味。
Okay, so this prayer is what I received this inspiration by taking crystal photographs, which were the most beautiful to me, and that was the crystal with love and thanks. So from this, I understood that molecular formula for water is H2O. So when I saw that formula, I took the O, the oxygen, as being love, and the hydrogen being two, meaning that there's two thanks or two gratitude to one love. So therefore, I wanted to incorporate that into my prayer. So one love, so water, I love you. And the two thank yous, I wanted to divide it into two and have one thanks and one where I wanted to pay my respect towards water. So therefore, that's my prayer.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless. Like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Peace, 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 guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. I am your host, Peru, guys. And I want to first say thank you, thank you, thank you, guys, to the listeners who listen. There's a lot of you guys in queue, you know, who are listening, guys. And, you know, we're going to definitely open the phone lines, guys. Thank you for your patience. And you know, us coming in, guys. You know, we like to give our perspective as well, but we also like to give, you know, like to include different perspectives from others. You know what I mean? So this definitely what that was, guys. So thank you guys for your patience as we, you know, came in a bit late today. But today, guys, what we're going to be talking about is water, right? We normally are taught in school, you know, that water, I think they teach us that we are 80% water or 90% water or something like that. But we really don't, you know, we kind of like, you know, we really don't kind of really pay attention to the aspect that, you know, our own bodies, you know, that we are truly water. You know, what does this mean? You know, there was a movie called What's a Bleep That We Know? And to the listening audience, guys, what I've included was a link so you guys can watch that movie yourself. But it's definitely a movie that's connected to quantum physics. So What the Bleep Do We Know is a great movie. It's on a Prime Video, guys, so that's included in the show notes if you guys want to click that and link that. That's a good movie that breaks down more in detail, because on this topic, I feel that you guys, we have to do our own research. And we, as Auntie LJ is saying in the background, we have to be our own science project and our own test study when it comes to this aspect of water. So why is water important? How do we program our water? How do you program yourself? You know what I mean? Water affirmations was one of my favorites. Water affirmations, you know what I mean? When you speak to your water, not only your water, but when you speak to yourself, have you noticed when you speak balanced affirmation, positive affirmation, that your whole vibration starts to change? You know what I mean? So speaking to water, speaking to yourself, you know, begins to shift your very own vibration. How often do we or do we not utilize or even, you know, think about this practice? So we're going to be talking about it today, guys. 1221, yes. Here we are. As you guys always know, I am joined with the Ear Family as always, guys. Please be sure to check our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. If you need to contact us, if you have any broadcast ideas, if you want to be a part, you know, if you have some wisdom or knowledge or something that you want us to talk about, or you yourself or scholar in a particular area, you know, we're always on time, divine timing. We are always on. We're going to have to do a broadcast on divine timing, you know, to remind the world we are never late. That is talk shit. We are always on time, all right? Because we understand the divine clock. So if you want to call in, we are going to get to the callers, guys. But if you want to call in, if you're listening online, the number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure you guys are pressing 1 so that we can see you in the caller queue. All right, Auntie LJ, peace on to you. Why is water so important, and how to program water?
This is me, so please accept me for who I am.
Come on.
Greetings.
Yes,
it is I have risen. Yes, I am. Greetings to everybody who's listening, who will be listening, who is on time, in the divine timing of oneself. Now we're going to talk about water.
Ooh,
I love it. I was in the jacuzzi yesterday, just chilling at my sister's for our sibling dinner, as we somehow got interrupted with the show. I don't know. I got over her house, and maybe the water was too much amplifying for what my energy was, because we went to talking, and then you went away, and then the show ended. Well, I didn't know what that was, but I knew I was, again, around a lot of water. We had the pool. We had the jacuzzi. We had a lot going on. Wet water. That's why I had to call you, because make sure that we were supposed to, you know, it was supposed to happen how it happened. But for me, to kind of shorten what's to be said so everybody else can get in. Water is an element. An element, once you understand what they are to you and your physical body, you have a relationship with them. So if you understand that your body is primarily water, a lot of your healing comes from water. A lot of your amplifying and ability to do so comes from the water that you physically are. We look for crystals and all of this stuff, but we are the minerals. We are the crystal. We're crystallizing. You know, your tears show you that it can crystallize. The mucus in your nose is a water property, so when you get a cold and you catch the kids eating the boogers, the hardening of your mucus is a form of crystallizing. So, you know, it's all, we're walking science. And the only way that you really are able to truly understand elements and the energy energy of the elements is to become what you're looking to find. So we have to, as we've heard Carl many times before, become the change you seek to see, even in your own physical body, even in your own atmosphere, even in your own arena for some who are fighting with things. You know, when your body's sick, you begin to fight. Your waters in your body is what help you fight. If you're in one diaspora, you're needing heat, so drinking hot teas and hot fluids and stuff help to stimulate the energy of your body and the waters of your body in one aspect. And then in other aspects, you need the cooling. So you'll need the cold and cold water invading your body in different ways of a molecular system that you yourself are. Peace and love.
Okay.
Let's get at it.
Peace and love. Peace and love. All right, you guys. Brother Eternal, peace, peace, peace. I know this is a great topic that you fancy, so tell us about it. Water and how it relates to sound. Peace.
Greetings, greetings, greetings.
Greetings, greetings.
How are you?
Greetings.
Great.
Great.
How are you?
Feel clean.
Yeah.
Feel clean.
Mm-hmm. We're going to call this Clarity Day.
Yes,
all right,
yes.
So we're going to do some breathing. Here we go. So how I'm breathing is going to be in through my nose and out through my mouth. Now, the process of how I do it is I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to actually go too hard in the paint, but I am going to take my time. So I'm going to actually allow you to hear my voice as I'm breathing. So you actually hear the sound that comes out, not saying the voice itself, but the sound. So here we go. All right, I'm breathing in. I use my nose real strong, and then I hold it, and then I release. Letting it out all out the stomach, getting the stomach all flat. Even tap on your stomach to make sure you flatten it. And then breathe in again through the bottom of your diaphragm. Then hold that. And then release. Then do that one more time with a pause in between. And breathe in. Make sure you're fattening up your stomach. Then release. Now, we're going to do some ohms. All right. Same thing. Mm. I'm breathing in first. I'm going to say om. Om. Two more. Breathing in. I'm going to still hold it. And then release. Make sure you lift your tongue up so that way you get the sound to come out proper for yourself. And think of it as an egg on your thumb. Breathing in. And also open up your mouth enough. I'm going to do one more sound, and that's ah. As we're breathing in, in, two more, pause, make sure you do that, breathe in. Make sure you keep that tongue up and like an egg. One more time, last one, breathing in. Remember to pause so you can breathe out. We actually did three sounds. One was just the breath of a sound. Then it was actually the om, which most people say in words. All words really go back to the word om. If you look at it, it has a three, and it looks like a circle with like a line. It looks like a T-top part to it, where the three starts off at, and there's a circle next to it in an oval shape. This is basically what they give you as the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. But when we say namaste, I bow to you as I will bow to me. There's a way that we have a universal way of connecting, and it's through sound. Sound gives vibration. Vibration gives sound. They kind of like work hand in hand. So when you know the law of oneness, you will want to go into relativity, anything that you can relate to. And since the world is mainly 70% of water, you're like 70% of liquid, so you have to still harmonize with your body. What we just did was a tuning fork aspect. So if you would think of this like speakers, you actually are a walking, moving speaker. You got ear speaker drums in your ear. So you actually have to have it clear in order for you to even see and actually speak. We wouldn't know that mucus is one thing that goes in all four of the intersections of the body, due to the fact that, you know, we eat a lot of meat at a certain point. And then, of course, we learned that vegetate actually is the chlorophyll that cleans it out, gets it out of there. And then there's additives along with that as far as herbs that help along in that aspect. So if you know how to cleanse your canals are basically saying like the West Nile and the East Nile, and how that became a point where one side was on one way during the seasonal time frame, and then the other side ended up flipping. So it's a time frame for ourselves that even if you stretch, do some yoga poses, turn your head to the floor versus standing straight up all the time, grab something and hang on it, dangle on it for a minute. I know you think that monkeys do it. Well, there's a precision about what monkeys did. It was like learning the personifications of all type of animals. Even a baboon, when a baboon sits in front of the sun, it sits in front of the sun so it can get the vibration, the harmony, the tuning ability, the sight, the vision. So your fantasy, your inclination of what's the next move action actually happens to help you when you have a what we call a blueprint. So when you're actually sitting in front of the sun, it gives you that climax connection. There's a intercourse of our life that we all project, and it comes from Heru, which is a three-dimensional sunlight energy. So it goes from red, orange, and yellow. And if you learn about those primary, I would just say a primary to secondary connection, you'll find out that from the red, the yellow, the orange is important just as much as the red or the yellow. And that will help you in your function of saying sacral, sacred, stacking the red. Are you really being sacred to yourself? Because when you say the word scared, you're still saying sacred. You just didn't see how it was written. And so spell in words became spelling words. And so when we learn about how mantras are, mantras give a vowel and a vibration over the water. So whenever you say any type of vowels, like you say, I love you, I want to marry you, these are vowels to each other. So it became vowels, right, with the E-L-S. The vowels, the L's, became a master to the vowel. And so now it is about how you devour yourself, how much you keep eating yourself on certain things that you say to yourself. We become a repeat as Peter, and Peter became a pumpkin eater. That's why he had a wife and he couldn't keep her. It was the idea that they want us to think that we can't keep ourselves together. So we'll say things that have us lose our mind and can't find ourselves. We say, oh, I'm lost, and oh, I did something crazy. And so we'll end up, you know, constantly throwing spells on ourselves. So now it's about how to use your glamour and grammar. It's the grimoire. We did it for a spelling school. When we went into spelling school, we learned how to spell. So they taught us how to actually cast spells, just not know that we're casting on ourselves. So it's the only idea now is to get in tune with your historical background. Know where your harmony started at and where your disharmony started at, and then fix it. We call it shadow working. I call it the dark night. Like, I actually got into exotic dancing because I was touched early. So with being touched early, you know that first you got to, you know, you got to fight, defend yourself. And so now I went to defending myself, you know, and you probably do that to about, what, 10 to, let's say, 20. And then after that, you start to get into your promiscuous side. You say, well, now that I've been defending it, been in my 1 to 2 chakra, my third chakra is like, let me see if I got courage and now still be able to take the same sexual pleasure but make it as a sexual pleasure versus a sexual in-pleasure concept. And some of us in Virginia or in New Orleans and places like that are subject to see this happen more because of what was done to us in the early age. So just like that, your water in your body, your plasma in your body starts to give you this, well, I guess I'm this being. And then you start to go into a dark night aspect, start to do these dark things in the dark. And what people say, oh, the freaks come out at night, and that they call it secular music and things like that. And you start to find out social partying is what most people are doing. So think about it. You go into the club and you drink the alcohol, you're now intoxicated with the alchemy. So now the alchemy has changed for your body, and now mesmerized with the ball that's going on and giving you discotheque light, it changes the disorientation in your mind. So now you could be open. Now, just to say you from out of town, you might be the type to say, this is how we do what we at. And now somebody looking at you like that, and you messing with day girl, and now you got a whole bunch of other stuff that wasn't even there, and now it's there. And this is what plays on the mantras. We have to be mindful. You're singing songs that might be saying F your mama and stuff like that. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you be saying that? And then what if somebody's looking at you and you saying it and you look right in their eyes while you're saying it? They might take it that you talking to them. This is why the mantras of what we say into even liquid is just as important as the water. So now how much water is a person drinking? Are they really in tune with drinking water as much? And then is it that they even know about the mantras about drinking alcohol while you're in the mantras? So now it's really important of just what we just did now with just a breathing step, saying a simple vibration that everyone says when they finish a word, it goes back to mm. So that was the short mm versus mm. So now you can use the different vibrations that's in that, and now you enhance your throat. Now, when I say om, I can feel it in my throat, so that actually helps my throat chakra. Now, why am I bringing that up? Because that's connected to my yellow chakra that gets connected to the green chakra. Now, how do I work my green chakra? I have to bring the blue down into the green chakra section, but it has to come up with the yellow chakra to actually give you the blue. So now it's not about it going up and down. It's more like circular as well as zigzag. And we couldn't see it because we've always thought about it in a flat dimensional form. Even while I'm describing it to you, you wouldn't think about these things unless I just now, as I said it, bring it to your attention. So the same thing with water. When you're drinking water and you think of it in like how they say the world is flat, the world could be flat or the world could be spherical. You know, your head is spherical. You ever dropped some water out of a container and you just saw the drop moving, and when it was moving so fast, it just looked like a spherical, but it wasn't really round, but they say it's round, just like your tire. If you ride on your tire, then you know you put air in it, but it's not as round as you think it is when you look at it. Like if you draw it, you'll see how it's not all that round that we say, but when you put the air in it, you're like, wow, this tire is really round. So it's like a figment of our mind. Like we actually bend light through water. And so now as air gives you balance, there's the crystallized through the earth. And this is what makes our skin a six-dimensional etheric being versus one who can not even explain this to you. because they had to write it down and show it to you in fragment form in order to give you all of this information. Your mind is 64.4 billion years, so I could keep going on and I could show you even other things just because you have that ability to tap in and go even further than where I'm at. Like, you can stop me and go further than where I'm talking about because you have these likenesses and experiences that are still in you to innate that what we call the etheric energy. So being that you're a molecule like a nucleus, proton, electron, and how that builds is like how it goes into itself and out of itself. So we become inspirations to each other and aspirations. This is why music became like a note that had an S to it. Once the S came to it, it changed it. So now you got note to notes. Just like if you learn a pattern, right, you say A, B. But if you say A, B, C, now you got something to play with your A, B. So now you made, you know, a continuum. That's why 1, 2, and 3 is really important as far as numbers, and then 7 and 12. And why not the other numbers? Well, see, we made combinations to create those other numbers. So now the frequency is how you really hold on to energy. How much do you, you know how to move the energy to where it can come back to you and not actually hurt you? And that's where 7 as a shadow has to see its shadow. That's why 7 is like basically what they say completion to the numbers is because it's dealing with relativity towards what numbers are. Numbers give you a shadow of things. And you wouldn't see it unless you start to see it as in what we call repetition. You're running into a cycle. So if you run into 360 the whole time, you feel like it's just a cycle. But if you go 361, you become cyclic and you come out of the circle. And now you see what the Fibonacci actually does. Now you know why the Buddhas had the Nazi knots on their head and it was spiral shaped. It was actually showing you inspiration and aspiration. Once one knows that, like Cleopatra, who got the snake or the ass to bite on her breast, is the actual riddle to the snake, first of all, being a Scorpio energy. The breast connection, that's still connected to Cancer. So now you got Scorpio, which is 8, Cancer, which is 4. And so you're doing a 12 revelation in front of us without us seeing it. And then you give the name Cleo with the Leo and the C. But the C represents the K sound. So Cleo has a K connection with Leo energy. And then Patra. You're actually saying like father, pata, right? But you're putting Ra with it, patra. So just like Patrick, you see names are in familiar tones and tunes that when you're saying it to yourself, you get a stronger resonating energy. I'm going to stop right here because I could be all day. And that's what, you know, we have to do. We have to learn how to use our tonations and the tune when we're using water. Like if you pick up a cup of water, start tuning it up before you drink it. Then you start feeling the appreciative love from it. All right.
Back
off of one thing that Isano said. With the mucus in the body, we have to understand that every internal organ is supposed to have a thin lining of mucus around it, which is a.k.a. a water gelatin-type form within the body that protects each organ. So for those of us that are trying to get rid of the excessive mucus in our body, the excessive mucus is what causes, or excessive water in our body is what causes the availability for sickness or illness. So the purpose of alkalining is not to overdo it because we want to maintain the protection around our organs. If we didn't have this water around our organs would bounce around in our body and would destroy themselves from us moving and, you know, doing the things that we do throughout a day. So there is a level of mucus, or a.k.a. water, around our internal organs that we must have. And the organs that are available to the external world, like our eyes and our nose from what we breathe in our mouths and even our ears, they always have mucus within them. You're always, you know, you naturally create a moisture for your eyes. If you didn't, when you blinked, you would tear up your eyeball. Your heart would bounce around in your chest, your liver, your kidneys. So lining of this mucus around our organs is a necessity. However, extra mucus, a.k.a. this gelatin water form in our system, can cause sickness. So we want to maintain a balance of what our anatomic body allows us to be so that we're not destroying ourselves by being, a.k.a., dehydrated, which means that we don't have enough fluid, a.k.a. water, mucus, in our systems for our systems to sustain and maintain themselves naturally. So I just wanted to share that. For those of us who are alkalining, you don't want to over-alkaline because then your body becomes acidic and it dries up like a raisin or a prune. So just a little information on that. We need to continue to nourish our bodies with water. Even though all things that we drink have a water base, because of the things that are added to them to create soda or even the juices, if they're high in acidic base, they can hurt us by drying us out instead of helping us maintain what we're supposed to have. So I just wanted to share that healthy fact.
Okay. Would this also be, you know, safe to say that the subject of anatomy would be good to just study for oneself? Okay.
Yes.
The topic of anatomy. So if studying anatomy, go ahead. Attorney, you trying to say something? Go ahead. And we're going to bring in callers.
Yeah.
If
you think about osmosis, you see what she's talking about as far as the free radical. You have to have at least a free radical to identify what they call ampu, to know in the underworld what is not going to be good for you and how to attack that negative energy. So basically what they become is a clone agent. We create a clone agent and then basically get rid of that, whatever that is that's in your body. So that's why they're like the detective inside the body that's just basically roaming around doing what it needs to be done as a guard. Yes, alkaline water. If you're drinking 9.5 starting out, that's like just to get you to start out. But you got to also keep in mind, like she said, if you're taking pills and, you know, and you have to take these drugs or whatever because it's prescribed for you or whatnot, I would not recommend 9.5. I would recommend 8 or 8.5 because the more you're actually tapping into the alkaline, it not only become alkalinity, has also become a reverse to acid, which you'd be reversing basically what you're wanting to do. So now, if you're a person that eats meat on a constant, you can do the 9.5. It's going to help you balance. Now, if I was a person that's constantly eating vegan concept and I don't really do meat like that at all, you want to do 8.5. Now, also, if you got weight, if you're trying to lose weight, the 9.5 is helpful in that department, or even 9.0. So if you work that way, you can actually do some things for yourself as far as speeding up the metabolism. Because what's going on is our bladders are bad, and we have a weak bladder because we basically, if we're growing into it, our bladder starts to go bad due to what we've been doing in our, you know, younger days. And so now, this idea of how to still keep your bladder in control to where, like, let's say if you was able to drink a gallon, right, you would do the gallon in the beginning of the day. Now you don't have to actually, you know, clean your bladder out by the end of the day. Now you could just, you know, max and relax. It's just a point of saying, how do you detox yourself quick enough before the day even starts? So before you start putting all these other things back in the body that causes it to go backwards versus forward. Like, you want to actually have your body cleanse before you start putting other stuff. That's why most people, when they start eating stuff, and they're like, man, I feel bad after I just ate that. I don't know what happened. Well, it's the idea that you have to at least have more live food than what we call dead food. And I'm not going to say dead food just being dead as in meat, dead as in cooked. So now it's the idea you don't want to have a lot of cooked food with what you're eating. Your body basically is alive, so you got to give it what it needs. And if you're not, you'll find out. Like, you use the bathroom, and there's a lot of that you use in the bathroom, and the stool just goes down at the bottom. You're not eating good stuff. Your stuff should be able to flow. And if it does go down, you should know at what level, if it's not all that good, because I'm not saying it's just bad altogether. I'm just saying, like, if there's a way that you look at it, there's levels to it. It could be bright, it could be dark, and if it's dark, you already know something ain't right. And if it's dark and it's really dark, it's coming at the bottom of your stomach. That's something you need to fix. If it's bright and it's up top, then it's something that's coming up top. But now, how do you make sure that your top is going down? You know what I mean? Like, or your bottom is going down. So it's a point of how to get your stomach. You have, you know, every now and then come to get a stomach detox or a colon detox, you know, just cleanse the body out. Now, these basically, like wormwood, it cleans out the parasites. If you get your Dalmatiaceous clay, you can look it up. It's cheap.
Demoltrius,
I might be saying
Demoltrius earth is something that...
Okay,
oh,
earth,
yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It's
yeah, that. And when you see it, it's powder form. So
the bottom of the ocean. And you can buy it online. It cleans out the parasitics. But again, you have to know how much to take because you don't want to make your body begin to attack itself. And that happens. A lot of people who deal with constipation, what makes you have an easy stool or a.k.a. BM is having enough water, a.k.a. mucus, in your digestive tract so that it passes and it's not dry or brittle, which is what he's describing and what floats to the bottom. But your stool should actually bob in your toilet water. It should float. That's a healthy poop. So it should be a brownish copper color.
Right.
And it should float. When you see that your stool is dark, you probably have blood in your stool. Not blood that you can technically see as red, but blood being that it's tearing up your digestive tract, your lower digestive tract, and there's blood in your stool. That's why it's dark in complex. So black stool or super dark stool that you really can't tell if it's black or brown, that is a very unhealthy poop, and you need to implement a lot of water into your system so that you can now moisturize the BM so that it now slides through your anus instead of tearing through your anus.
Jeez.
All right.
Yeah, so thank you. The folic acid. If you're eating, let's say oatmeal, and you used to eat, like your mom gave you oatmeal a long time ago, right? And the way she'd been giving you oatmeal was always cooking it. It's the idea you shouldn't cook your oats. We've been cooking it, and basically it creates folic acid that can cause the wrong way to help your body. When you have that in your body, and you shouldn't have that created in your food, but somehow we create it in the food, and now it's basically doing acid wrong to the body. So just be mindful when you're putting powder foods in your mouth, acid foods and acid drinks in your mouth, vinegar type, that's acid, and what does it does to the body when, you know, you drink an excessive of it and feel what it feels. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you feel that burp and the burp be a burn. Now you know that you're doing the wrong thing. You're actually creating a bomb in your stomach. Realize even for chocolate got glycerin in it. So you got to be mindful of how much chocolate you're putting in your body. And now it's glycerin. So if you know what you're doing, nitroglycerin, that's known as a bomb. So when you burp, you actually feel that burst in your stomach, you know. And if you drink soda, that's another bomb you're putting in your stomach. So when you burp, you feel it, and you're like, whew, what was that? But you actually blew a, like you actually saw how a bomb does things or a house when it blows up. You're doing the same thing in your stomach. So your stomach shouldn't be taking all that type of damage inside. If you really love your body, you will stop cheating on your body. That's basically all I can say on that.
A lot of people have bloating. Women get bloating because we retain water during our cycles. Men retain bloating when there is a gestational issue. So if you're walking around and you're trying to lose weight and you're working out and your stomach is now getting bloated, something that you're eating is having a chemical reaction within your stomach, and these bloats can cause ulcers. So be advised, if you're always bloated and gassy, you really have to work on trying to defecate or have a BM to remove the sludge that is in your lower gestational tract. And sodas are horrible for people who have stomach issues. We have to really be focused. If you're going to drink one soda, you need about 10 bottles of water to remove that bloat. That's a lot in a 24-hour fast, how our internal body processes. So when you're dealing with a lot of bloating and a lot of gassiness and heartburn and stuff like that, like Eternal just said, those are bombs in your system. These are what happens when you feel like you're having, like, internal gas. You have pain and tightness in your chest, and you get gas in your back as well. So drinking a lot of water and allowing those gases to be able to kind of minimize those many explosions in your system will help you to not be bloated and not be in a position where you're retaining this gas that you've created. Physical movement. MJ does a lot of these chair sit-ups where you just basically go down to your thighs and sit back up, go down to your thighs and sit back up. That is an excellent way to help to remove or shift the things that are in our small intestine and our large intestine to moving them down if you're not one who do, like, sit-ups or crunches and stuff like that. We have to assist the food that we put into our system. And also, just to give you an example of what Eternal's talking about as far as uncooked food, we call it raw food. So that any of your fruits and vegetables that you can clean off the pesticides and stuff that they put on them by putting a little bit of apple cider vinegar, like a cap full of that apple cider vinegar, into a full bowl of water and allowing your fruits and vegetables to bounce and sit in that so that it strips it of the stuff that they're spraying it with and getting it to the grocery stores and stuff. And then after you've washed it off and let it soak in that, then you take it and dry it with a paper towel and then ingest it. And stop taking the skins off of your raw food, because the skin protects the fruit or the vegetable. So the skin has a protection that if you digest the skin, it protects the internal system of your digestive system. It's minerals and stuff in the skin of the food that's the nucleus that is expounded on the outside of it to give it its protection. So when we peel our fruit, we're removing the protection of the fruit that's not only protecting the fruit, but that will be protection on your internal body as your body processes the fruit. So wash the skin of your fruit off and digest the skin of your fruit as well. Just wanted to give that little healthy fact tip.
All right. Thank you, y'all. We are in OT already, guys. So let's go ahead and open the phone lines just to see, you know, for the people who have been listening, guys, thank you for your patience. What questions do you have about water? You know, why do you feel water is so important? How do you pretty much program your water or program yourself? Sister Segment, you know, she actually did a live video recently about, you know, programming the water. I hadn't watched it yet, but I remember a section in it where she was telling people how you could, you know, literally program your water for, like, set your intentions and program your water, you know what I mean? So this is definitely a good topic, one for you to, you know, research and see what it means for yourself. Just see what it means for you guys in your own research. So on that note, let's go ahead and open the lines. We're going to go ahead and go with caller 757. Caller 757-647. Do you have a question about water, or are you just listening?
Greetings, everyone. I don't have any questions. I'm just listening. Just taking everything
okay.
in and eventually going to apply
Okay. All right. In your timing, in your divine clock. Beautiful. All right, you guys. So let's go ahead and go to the second caller. We got area code 708-475, 708-475. Are you just listening? Or you do you have a question about water? 708-475. All right, 708. All right, guys. All right, moving on. Let's see who else we got here. We got area code 757-737. Area code 757-737. Do you have a question about water, why is it important, or are you just listening?
Hello, my name is Precious. I don't have a question. I'm just listening.
Okay. You just listening? Okay. All right. Well, thank you, thank you, yeah. Thank you for listening. All right. We definitely appreciate you guys for joining us every weekend, you know, with these topics, guys. Some very interesting topics also coming up, you guys. Very heavy on conversations, you know, that we need to have. You know what I mean? So I hope you guys enjoyed this one, because this one is a very important, you know, in relation when it comes to your health. You know what I mean? So definitely if you got questions, guys, please be sure to ask them. So we're going to go ahead. I believe this is Jimmy, area code 334-405, 334-405. Jimmy, right?
Hey, I'm just listening. Oh, I was kind of back and forth, but I do want to ask, do y'all ever do shows with reading, spiritual reading?
We have not done shows with readings. All of us are readers, but we have not. Do you guys think we should do more shows on readings? Because that's a lot of personal information. So I'm very careful and leery about doing that kind of thing on the air. But we do them every now and then. So that may be a near future thing. But we do ask, if you want to contact any of us for readings, to go to our website, which is www.enhancingawarenessradio.net, and, you know, contact whoever you want, feel that, you know, you're gravitated to conduct your reading. But haven't been doing it lately on air, though.
Okay.
Can I
address
that right quick, I'm gonna say something in the regards of energy protection. I know that the conscious community has started, you know, a lot of people are coming into their awareness and their consciousness, and they want to know, you know, a little bit more about themselves. When it comes to reading, you need a gatekeeper and a timekeeper. The gatekeeper provides the protection of the energy being shared, and the timekeeper allots that you have the time you need to process the information. Now, I know a lot of people do it, YouTubers, different stuff like that, but you must be careful of your energy, because, one, these are recorded shows.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens on these shows is released into the universe, and it's timeless at that point.
Right.
So there are things that can come through in a reading that you might be comfortable in that now about, but you have to be aware that this is etched in time forever. So do you want people to always be able to go back into that space where you were open? Because when you allow people to read you, you allow people to enter into your spiritual space and your mind. And so for you to say, you know, well, yes, I received that reading. Now, not so positive energy in the future can attach and attack. So we must be aware of readings. And readings are really, it's kind of like your toothbrush and your hair comb. You don't really want to just share that with everybody publicly. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some things you want to, you know, because in a reading, a lot of stuff can come out. And once we open those gates, it's not something that we close right, you know, instantaneously. So for those who are listening, I get it that, you know, if you want readings and you're open to the energetic flow of your readings being public, just be advised that when you get them, you learn how to close your doors, which means that you, when the reading is over, you block the energy of that reading from being accessible to others who may come in contact with the energy of that reading. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Makes sense.
Okay, so just be advised, you know, a lot of people hear a lot of stuff through the readings, and it's dangerous. Because if you don't really know what you're doing or what you're getting or what that transfer is, when it's released, it's released, and there's no pulling it back. Mm-hmm. So just that, you know, you can listen to other people's readings and kind of see you in them, and that's the that we can't control energy. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
So y'all just be careful with that.
Let me add to that, you know, thank you for mentioning that, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to get, you know, what a lot of people do here at EAR, being that we kind of halted that part of it, what you guys do is you guys kind of observe each one of us on the panel, and you kind of gravitate. A lot of people gravitate toward me. Some of the women, they gravitate toward Auntie because she got a lot of experience, you know, as a woman, you know what I mean? So just kind of get a feel in your choosing. Just kind of get a feel of the reader, like, you know, months on end, guys. Please take your time, you know, when you guys get readings. Do not never be so fast to get a reading. You know what I mean? Always examine many different people before you allow your spirit to be open, because what is happening is there's a lot of spiritual pimps out here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And people protect your mind, because people know about psychology, and they know how to pimp and manipulate you even as a customer. You know what I'm saying? To keep you coming back to them. So please be careful with that. So you know, in conclusion with your concern and your question, you can definitely contact one of us in private. I would definitely recommend for you to contact us privately, and then we can book your session and go from there. Eternal wants to say something.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Eternal, go ahead.
Thank you for that, sis.
Yes.
Leaving that line open is, like how she says, very detrimental, due to the fact that it becomes commercial versus the real intimate part that was really there about tarot reading. Tarot reading at a point is a point where you're having the intimacy and the privacy of your own. Like, it's just like saying you went to a consultant and you wanted to speak your mind. And, you know, just like how she said, your stuff is now put out here on the airways. And now everybody, whoever wanted to know about you, somebody brought it up, wanted to go back and they could research it, and it's right there. It's like in the cloud of the computer world, and you're just like, I can't pull it back out. So erasing it will be like erasing everybody who already heard it, and that's going to be, you know, Men in Black. You got to be one of them. You got to have one of those little tools. So. It's just the idea that if you can, like she said, some people don't even announce it. That's how much is so sacred about that's because why we're talking about it. It's the second to the root from the first. So how do we learn the first and second is we become a spiritual cleanser or healer in that aspect. And that's what tarot reading is all about, like going into the third dimension. And now the hoodie gives you the symbols and the sigils, and it's just like a leg bar. You might have the trick or the choice, and yet at the same time, you might leave a door, as we were saying earlier, like a Pandora's box open. And now as you walk away, just like what we were just speaking on when I was saying about the tones and tuning, if you look at martial arts, even while we were doing the breathing, when I go back to the awe and I'm like lowering my voice down, I'm actually powering down my chi energy. And they call it Shakti. And we use it just like how the brother who was speaking, Moto, how he spoke of what the Kung Fu is different from Japanese. And if you hear Kung Fu is more of a spiritual connection inclination of the personification applied. When you go into Japanese, they're not really into the animals and things like that. So they're not really on that level, but they are on breaking and using power. So it's a difference, more like masculine versus feminine aspect. So now if you look at Kung Fu, you're more into the, how you can see feminine still had an influence into what martial arts is. And once we're able to do that, just like man, you can be masculine, you come up with the energy like, rah, and you're all powered up. But now how do you calm down? But, and so now you got to power your energy down. So now how do you do that with your hands? Like if you was ready to fight, you bring your hands up like you're ready to do some energy type chi type or whatever work, And then you just power your hands down to calm down your chi. Also protect yourself, because even if you look at it, you can put a light bulb of energy over your head. And that light bulb is a blue light. And once you're etherically thinking of it like water, you can just pour it all over your head. Pouring the water all over your head gives you that shield. So in your mind, you have to create your imagination to put shields over you. Just as much as you're going around and, you know, willy-nilly just walking with your clothes and you hardly got any on and you're all exposed, you don't have the shield on you. So even for that, like, you got to still remind yourself to shield yourself. You thinking you're out there and, you know, nature's got your back, you got to also have your own back. You know, when that tree falls, you have to be like Venom in the movie, where your natural instinct will kick in to where you'll move out the way before you even thought of it. You have what we call instant messengers in the body. So if you know about it, it will tap into the moment that is needed and necessary, and it might not even tap in the whole time until it was that point. So this is the same thing as, you know, when you learn about the tarot reading, when you learn about your melanin, how that connects, and how do you create this also invisible spirit that's really there already. We call it ether. And the more you are aware of it, the more you can now be in tune with, even if you want to tarot read yourself, because basically it's a calendar,
right?
And you're looking back to each day and what each day you do in the cycle, and how much within the cycle of this year, next year, forever years, will you ever know your truth, because you have a way to do a rotator and rotate that truth in front of you. And it's going to be a constant, you know, remembrance. I don't care how many cards you pull out, how less of the amount of cards you pull out, it's going to have the same concepts. And then you're going to be like, wow, this card looks familiar from the last one, or this has the familiar saying as the last one. And then you start to see your patterns. That's why A, B, and C are totally three different total, different things. However, they all have similarities. And that's how you start to learn you have patterns. When you learn your patterns, you start to know about Trinity. If you don't know your patterns, you've been playing duality the whole time and not know what patterns are. So that's just a point of how you get back into your card reading yourself. You can do it with playing cards. You just got to know how to read it and how to interpret them.
Well,
so,
playing cards are actually the original tarot, the deck of spades cards are the original tarot. But I'm going to tell you, readings are not just the cards. Reading is energetic reading. So once you release your energy, it's very difficult to pull it back, especially on recorded platforms. So if it's a video reading, if it's a call reading, you have to be a vibe.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Yes, let's go ahead and do this. What we do, what I have been doing here lately on the platform is I give a general reading for everybody. You know how people do general readings? I do a general reading, you know, for everybody, right? So I pulled this particular card. So this is what we'll do, and then, you know, each of us can give our perspective on it. But this is just an energy. This is just like an energy pull for today. All right? So it was from my Isis deck. It was the Queen of Heaven. This is about blessings from the divine empress of the skies. The queen of heaven, the divine empress of the skies, acknowledges your feminine authority now, like your feminine energy, the feminine authority in our now. As a man or as a woman, you have a life path of spiritual leadership to bring qualities of mercy, compassion, and wisdom into the world. So just, you know, do you feel, you know, within yourself that there is like a burst of divine feminine qualities that are attempting to merge to the surface? Examine what that is about for you. So that's the energy pool in general for everyone from my Isis deck. So I'll do that for you guys. All right.
You know, when you hear things like that, that's when you can say where you are in your personal life, does that trigger you, where you can see where that had a message for you. And if that's for you, then you take it. And if it's not, you leave it where it's at. And you tell yourself, I receive that or I don't. And leave it between you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of energy vampires in this new awakening of us. And people are pimping it. People are using it for money. People are keeping you recycled. I'm going to tell you, and anybody on the show, you can go back and, you know, people have made statements in the regards of me assisting them. And for me, I am not your God, and I am only going to lead you back to you. I am only going to lead you back to you. And I don't, when it comes to this energy stuff, I don't play with it. I don't allow any and everybody to read me. And most of the time when I'm in a reading session, I really don't need a case-specific reading because the energy that's for me is going to come through the energy of everybody being available. And that's your power. That's your ability to understand that the universe uses everything. And energy uses everything. So you don't have to get a case-specific reading. For other people who are open and they understand how to control their energy and they know how to put a covering, because you have to cover yourself even before a reading. You don't know the intentions of that reader. So be advised for those of you who are always giving your energy out and allowing multiple people to get into your psyche and get into your energetic field, you don't know what that person's intentions are. Are they reading you to control you and make you a money source? Or are they divinely connected to the energy that is available and they're just being the messenger? Because, see, when a message is for you, the universe don't charge you for it. However, it'll give you the heart to give the reader a donation on the quality that you receive from them. Never ask for a client to case specifically, you got to pay me for me to be available to you, because I signed up for this. But what I will say is that I will accept donations. And I don't necessarily like to put a price on it. But what you get from me, it costs me to give it to you. So, you know, I got to be careful with this thing. And I'm going to leave that right there. Be advised. Be your own gatekeeper and be your own timekeeper on how you're allowing people in your energetic space, because every form of a reading is you allowing your mind and your spirit to be penetrated from the reader.
Now, as a reader, guys, I had this is a conversation that needed to be had. So to the caller, thank you so much. You know, I actually, it took me a minute.
Yeah, that came out of the universe.
Hey, divine order, let's go. You know, it took me a minute, y'all, but I sat on this idea that the universe been telling me to do. You know, it's like, it's for, okay, how do I incorporate, you know, the exchange needs to happen, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to be asking people for money like that because, again, like I said, a lot of us sign up for this, and if there are messages that are coming through, sometimes I'll just tell you guys, you know, just straight up, you didn't ask for a reading or, you know, but sometimes you guys may ask, you know, is this all about like this divine intuitive spark that you feel? So for me, Haru the Seven Oracle, in my particular sessions, guys, what I have done is you name the price, you know, you name the donation, you name the change. You know, one person came to me, they only had $3, you know what I'm saying? So she donated $3, we did her session. One person came to me, they donated $300, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, I open that door for you decide what it's going to be. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to be that reader who has messages for you that are burning to come through, but just because you can't pay me, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to give it to you. No.
I
don't want to be that.
Right. No, that's not how
you know what
it
I mean?
Works.
So,
that's not how it works.
I found a way.
We have to be, as readers, we have to be obedient to the energy. I have given readings to people in general conversation on just them being at the same place that I was in what we call the now. And we did a show where one of the sisters, the energy came out of nowhere. I was so connected to her that I just told her, contact me after the show. I had no price on anything. Me as the messenger, I had to give her this information, but I would not information publicly. Because as readers, we are responsible, supposedly, and accountable for the energy that we exchange, that we allow the universe to pull through us. And so that sister ended up blessing me, and I never mentioned a dollar. I never mentioned a dollar. But because of what I was able to help her understand, her donation was something I wasn't even expecting. So just be advised, y'all, we are giving readings daily when we are sharing our experiences. And you can sit back in your life and say, I understand that, even if you don't know how you understand that. So energy doesn't need a dollar. If it's meant for you, you're going to get it. A bird can bring you a message and give you a reading. A bumblebee can give you a message and a reading. An ant, you know, a flower, things that you smell in the air. Get in tune with yourself, and you'll begin to read yourself with everything that is a reflection of you, yourself. Ashe.
All right. Ashe. All right, Eternal, did you want to go ahead and add? We can begin to wrap up in case, unless you guys had anything else you wanted to bring up.
Okay.
Eternal, did you want to add? I think he was just agreeing.
He might be busy in the back.
With a customer. Okay, all right. But you guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap up, you guys. This has been a wonderful broadcast. Happy Sunday to you guys. A lot of us are kind of going through, like, heavy times, you know. I guess, Auntie, let's go ahead and talk about the retrograde a little bit. You know, a lot of us, we are, let's talk about that. You know, since we're talking about, look, and I got chills as I mentioned it. Since we going with the order of the day, let's talk about this retrograde, y'all. You know what I mean? Because a lot of us may think. And thank you to the Ear family, because you guys have been walking and working, you know, standing with me as I grow through some of my things, you know what I mean, and letting me know that it's okay, that, you know, a lot of us may feel like we've been attacked. We may feel like we get beat down. But, you know, could it be that we don't like these retrogrades or this retrograde energy is because we have been so distracted or so, you know, disconnected from our chaotic being or our chaotic self or the bad things in life or the negative energy the lower vibratory aspects of life. We have been so disconnected from the low vibratory aspects of life that when the energy starts to, you know, project and elevate in these particular areas, we don't know how to accept it. We are kicking and screaming. We'd rather die. You know, so, Auntie, what is it about these retrogrades that we're missing? And what should we be doing in these times?
What I will say to that is remove expectations, because a lot of us get lost in, wow, how did this end up being my me? And it's because, like I said on yesterday's show, we're dealing with a lot of us. You know, the onion has many layers. And we have to be in a space where we are allowing us to teach us. And with each energy shift of the moon, each energy shift of the sun, each energy shift of the atmosphere, both subconsciously and consciously, we are introducing ourselves to the multi-layers of us. And you say, Auntie, well, how do you say that? Well, you can start your day and be very high in your spirit. You set your mantras and all that stuff. And out of nowhere, you see something that triggers you. Why is this a trigger for you in your now? You don't want to go and investigate that because you had a good day. I'm not trying to be caught up in the world. I don't want to be dealing with the people that's going through stuff. I'm trying to stay in my bubble, because in that level of now, there is work for you to acknowledge as being done or acknowledge as needing to be done. And we allow these distractions because we really don't want to deal with what needs to be done. Yet we're saying, I want to grow. I want to elevate. I want this business. I want a husband. I want a wife. I want a car. I you know, all of these, I want. Well, when you release your want to the universe, there's a price that you have to pay. It's called paying attention to what you need to do to create that want in your universe. And sometimes that want comes with a level of healing that has to take place for you to be able to receive what you're saying you want, not just to temporarily experience it, but to have it for the duration of the energy that is you and what you deem you supposed to have it. And that opens up the alabaster box, and it also opens up Pandora's box. And we have the key, but we keep trying to lock the door back. And you're supposed to be opening the door so that you can receive. But are you ready to receive?
Oh!
Are you ready
that
to
Pandora's
receive?
Box. Are you ready to receive it, Auntie? When you hung up yesterday, because your phone had dropped is what happened, because the show went on for another 20 minutes, probably after you dropped. But what I was going to ask you, I think we need to do a whole nother broadcast on it. But because a lot of us are terrified to open our very own Pandora's box. So talk about that Pandora's box.
Pandora's box is a box of secrets. You create it from your very beginning. The alabaster box are the secrets that you're aware of that you placed in your box. The Pandora's box is the secrets that you put in your box that you didn't even realize were your secrets that you put in your box. So this is a place of facing you. You know, you get mad, you're talking to people, people are able to trigger you. This is the energy that we're in. This Gemini is two-faced than a motherfucker. This Gemini, come on, baby, you safe. Come on, sugar, I got you. Come on,
and
baby,
you jump
good.
Out there. And you jump out there and be
that Gemini, you be thinking that voice is safe until you see what's talking to you. And that Gemini is everything ugly about you. And you like, oh, I thought I was safe. Yep, you safe to deal with that ugly. Oh, I thought I was cool. Yep, you cool to deal with your dysfunctions. I don't want to deal with that. Oh, ain't no distractions here, baby. Your hand already in the box. Got you. And now you're fighting. Now you're, oh, no, 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 not ready, not ready, not me. Don't do this. Don't give me that. Don't. I don't know. I don't want to do that. But you got something that you said you wanted that you released when you were 7, and now you're 34. And it then came around. And you didn't handle it when you were 7. You didn't handle it when you was 14. You didn't handle it in your 20s. You didn't handle it at 30.
Nor do you plan to.
You got this. Nor do you plan to. Because I survived it. I didn't have to. Look, it worked out. I put it in the back of my mind. I don't want to pull it back up. But that's the key you need to get what you said you wanted. In order for you to have it in your now. And we do not. We want, the bird over there. I'm going to get some bread and feed the bird. You ain't been feeding no damn birds. You better sit down and deal with this. Oh, let me go over here and help my uncle. My
That's
uncle about
right
to build
there.
This car. I'm finna go help with the car. Universe, you said if I wake up today, I'm going to be a helper. I'm going to go. You better help yourself. And these is the spaces and places that reflection is so real in. And a lot of us don't want to see in this Gemini energy that we be looking pretty, but we be talking ugly. Or we be talking pretty, but we be looking ugly. And we got to find a balance where the beauty is in the all, even if it has to take us to a dark space to get it from the mud. to absorb the minerals, to grow strong from it, so that when we get what we say we want, it's not temporal. And we've earned it. Mm. We've earned it with unlocking our doors.
That's deep.
So that it's not a continuum of cycles and circles where we're spinning out of control. But now we're centered and we can expand in the circle to fill the space of everything we need. And so when we close that door after doing the work, now we don't have to worry about a window or a door because we did what we needed to do to face it. And even if we went left or right, we got the lesson, so we won.
Mm. That's powerful. Okay, we're going to wrap up, guys. But before we wrap up, let's let Eternal speak. Eternal, the two things that I mentioned was, first, everybody seems to be caught up in this, quote, retrograde energy to where we're kicking and screaming. We don't want to face ourselves, you know. And just to kind of sum the quote up, Unti was saying, everybody wants the rewards, you know, that come with, you know, the afterlife and all that, but nobody's afraid. Everybody's afraid to die. Don't nobody want to die. You know what I'm saying? So we want the rewards. We want all the rewards. You know what I mean? But we don't want to go through that hard part of facing our deep and darkest selves, you know, that we have put into the Pandora's box. So the two things that I mentioned was retrograde and how we don't like to deal with that particular energy and the Pandora's box, how we don't like to open that bitch. We would rather die than ever open it. And what is the Pandora's box?
Yeah, there's the point of out of three, the one and the two, please, Baba, the one and the two become three. This is why we have three times itself is the nine. We have a point of in the body. We have basically crystals that formulate. And we have heaven. We have hell. And we have the earth. The earth will be in the middle, right? Heaven will be at the top, and the hell will be at the bottom. And so at the bottom, we're talking about the midsection to the hips section. So now from where your navel on up to your heart is your earth. And then above that is basically where your head is at. Will it be the illustration? Okay, well, will it be illustration of where your heaven is at? So we're in three aspects all the time. Gemini, that's why Gemini is the influence on a lot of things. That's why Gemini is actually a trinity. We usually say duality, and that's what kind of like, we don't realize we're saying it in the third person party. Like I'm speaking right now, yet when I say I, it separates everything. When I say we, it creates like a trinity, and we wouldn't see it unless we wrote it. And then there's things that's like that hidden right in plain sight. So the bad rap is we know about Moses and the age of Moses. That was where we know he came down and he had the two, 639. He came up with the two pillars, which we look at two pillars as the testament. And, what we have is the connection of the disconnection and how does that nine end up being, you know, the Gemini connection when it is the Trinity versus the Taurus, who had the pillars, had two, but those two really represented 10. The 11 becoming 10, the 11 being pillars like Aquarius, and then the actual 10 being Capricorn. We learn through the structures of what we look at as the head and the horns connection, and that's why Moses was important. Aries, we started off Aries, so when we arise, it's just a retrograde. Good. Okay. And in that retrograde, that's why we feel there's an importance. What is the importance but to regroup yourself? You know what I mean? And once you find out how to regroup yourself, you find out that there's what we call the retrograding of personal grading yourself. So now as Taurus,
coming down the mountain is like basically coming down the axis or the top from your head to down to your throat. That's why the point of learning anatomy. We want to learn anatomy so that we can know just like as far as when those energies that I spoke of earlier just start kicking in, you know when they start kicking in. You might move your head because you saw a tree coming close to you. Now your head, you know, basically, perspective. Mm-hmm. Okay. You see. Your head end up moving with your body, and that's basically what we're saying here. You have to have your head move with your body, because really if your body moves and your head not connected to it, still feeling what we call imbalance. And so in that imbalance, like retrograde, it becomes a point where you feel like everything's working in your order. However, if something happened that caused you to not go in the way you thought was going to go, now you see there's a whole wave of these things causing you not to go the way you want to go. So now it's like basically the earth is telling you to go this direction while you want to go in the other direction. So now you have to actually come to a point where you say to yourself, should I be fighting this wave, or should I become like a turtle and go deeper, 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 deeper and put my shell down to the bottom, just wait for this wave to go away, and then I can come back up and go the way I need to be going. Or I'm going to just go the way that it's going. You know, so there's ways that you'll find out you might be fighting the wave, going with the wave, or being able to ride the current. Whenever you to ride the current, that's how you see yourself as the Taurus coming out of terrain, Taurus, and then becoming Gemini, the gem in your eye, thought. Like, how do you use your three times yourself or three plus yourself? Now, you know, three plus yourself becomes five, and that's Leo. Three times yourself is the Virgo. That's why the energy of Virgo is important, just like the earth of Capricorn, but in a different earth sign, just like a different earth sign of Taurus. All these signs basically have a shape to it. So you have a square, a triangle, and a circle. And what I mean by that is the square basically is the cardinal way of thinking. It's Aries is a cardinal way of thinking. So from Aries to the square to now the Taurus actually being a triangle is fixed. So we do certain things that has to have a point. What's my point of saying these things? You know, that kind of thing. And why do I have to do these things? So it becomes why as a pyramid, a point. So this is how you know that shapes do define us. If you look at a bull and shape like Chicago Bull, you see the triangle, you see the A as alpha becomes beta, which is D for bull. That's why we know that these two concepts are really the same. We as a people might have separated already. So when we don't see Trinity, we'll start to separate right in the beginning. Now that's why Aries is arise. You arise your head, become your B, which is your bull. And now you use your Gemini, your armory of your body, like your wings as your hands become your feet. Gemini represents twins. So it represents twins as two bodies, but not saying it's just two bodies. It's actually three bodies. Once we learn that, you can now come out of the black and white issues. Once you know color, it starts to kick in what four does. Four gives you not only the third chakra being yellow, but the four being a fourth chakra being green. So now you pop into energy from the bottom, where we look at the groin area, on up into your heart, where you have feelings for certain things. So now, as you speak it, like Cancer is where you're going from your head down to your chest, you're actually having a measure to yourself. And that's how the attractions start to formulate. Use your chakras and use your zodiac. Use the time of the clock and use how you use your hours. Use your hours, how you use your time as your measurement. And then look at how your all those match up. That's why it's good to learn Kabbalah, which is the sacred geometry, learning how from A, you can do from A to 9, A being 1 to I being 9, and write it down as your own little, basically you had a codex that you had created for yourself. The Chaldean used it from 1 to 8. It's depending on how you use your own frequency where you find out there's frequencies within us that we use all the time. I Ching use frequencies of how they speak, how you get your mantras back up. That's why it's important to learn these things. And I know they say, you know, don't use them at particular times. So that's what you're going to end up finding out.
for your own. I can't tell you that because I don't know that until I journey that, and that would be for myself, not for you. That would be for me talking to myself. So channel well on what you do. You got it, though. Retrograde is only personal grade. Just don't take it so personal. And then meditate if you can. I say.
I say. All right, Auntie, your wrap up. Oh, wait. Let me ask y'all this. Hold on. Let me ask y'all this. Next weekend, y'all, I have a funeral to attend. So I was just thinking we could still schedule the show and I could be in the background, you know what I mean, running the studio like how I do the others, or we could just take that day off. I'm not sure how y'all felt about me not being here, but it's still going.
I'ma say on that.
Oh.
Because of the energy that I feel that you're growing through with this particular situation, let's just let it be. That way what you need, you can get, and you can be focused with no distractions.
Okay. Okay, so we'll take the day off. Eternal just said he'll be in ATL. So there's not going to be a broadcast next Saturday, you guys. So just FYI, join us next Sunday.
We're going to give the ancestors that energy. We're gonna let you have that.
All right, your wrap up. Thank you, Ashe.
Beautiful show. Gratitude to the energy for coming in and not only us having a focus, but allowing us to be focused on the energy that was needed from the caller, as she herself was an energetic force being used for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And not even knowing. You understand? This is how it works. This is how it's supposed to work. So that was a perfect example of how energy will use any and everything to shift things in the way of which the universe is communicating with us. So, you know, everyone continue to have a blessed and highly favored day. If you're dealing with your demons, introduce yourself to them. You have them for a reason and a season, but they are also parts of you. Don't run from them. Invite them in. So that you understand the will that's in the middle of your will on attaining the things this life that you yourself have written out for you. Peace, love, and light. Mm-hmm. From our darkness, Ashe.
Ashe. All right, Eternal, go ahead and take us out. All right. But his wrap up was perfect. You know what I mean? So guys, just, you know, remember, you know what I mean? As far as facing yourselves, facing your demons, facing your totality, facing your 360, I promise you, the more that you are willing to face that, the better your journey will get. All right. All right, guys, join us next Sunday. As we will come back with a broadcast next Sunday. I'm not sure what we're doing on next Sunday. Let's see. June 19th. That's Juneteenth. Maybe we'll talk about Juneteenth, you guys. Because I was supposed to have a guest and she's not there. So, all right, guys. Till next Sunday, guys. Peace.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yo.
friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. It's that love in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Hey, going round, breaking many hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too. And peace you treasure, then you'll hear.